Welcome to Step Into the Story. Incredible conversations of how the Bible changes lives, changes families, and changes communities across the globe. And here's your host, Phil Tuttle of Walk Through the Bible.
Welcome to the Step Into the Story minicast. Recently, I sat down with a dear friend of mine, Judy Huber, and we talked about her whole life, but especially we talked about the time in her life when she lost her husband. A premature death, a sudden death, shocking, surprising. And the grief that followed, the loss, the now, what's my purpose in life? What's my identity? And God met Judy at her point of need. Listen to how she describes some of that. And if God speaks to you through this little 2 or 3 minutes, I know that he'll connect with you through our entire conversation. I hope you'll check that out. But listen to Judy's heart right now.
As you said, as long as people were around me and with me, I felt I was doing really well. But whenever they all went home and started their life, my life, I didn't even know what that was going to look like. I just couldn't imagine my life without Ron. Never in my wildest dream. I knew he probably would pass before me because men typically do, but not at that stage of our lives. I thought we had another 10, 15, 20 years together. And so that was the shock. It was rough. It was, I can't sugarcoat it. It was rough. And it's like, I have been a Christian since I was 18 years old, whenever I accepted Christ as my Savior. And I knew he loved me. I knew God loved me. But I had no idea how much he loved me. And I cried out many mornings. I would wake up and say, Lord, do we have to do this again today? I can't do this. And he was there. God was there with me and helped me every single day, every single step I took. And, I think it's an interesting thing for me personally, whenever I lost Ron, it was like I did not know who I was. You know, who am I? I grew up being the child of Jude Miller, Jude and Pearl Miller. That was my identity. I married Ron, and then I was Mrs. Ron Huber for 39 years. And now that's gone. Who am I? And what am I supposed to be doing? I've had a great life, but you know, you lose your self-confidence. And I think it's because I knew that Ron always had my back. I mean, you just have to, you have a whole different outlook that, you know, this is my responsibility, but I'm still not alone because God is there every single day. But, you know, I just cried out to God, okay, what is it that you want me to do? What am I supposed to be doing? And finally, I just said, okay, Lord, whatever it is, I'll do it. And that changed my life. Totally changed my life.
So when you said, God, I don't know what you have for me next, that was a surprise. And then there's been other surprises of the ministries that you got involved with. I know there's three that are real close to your heart. Tell us about those, will you?
I'm on the board with Center for Arizona Policy in Arizona, and we work with our legislatures to get those laws in the state of Arizona for our Judeo-Christian beliefs. I'm on the board for Phoenix Seminary here in Arizona, which I do love the seminary and what they're doing for teaching the Christian education that they're putting out there. It's very, very phenomenal. And of course, Walk Through the Bible is one of my favorite organizations, for sure.
Mine too. We have that in common. You know, Judy, that your involvement with Walk Through the Bible, I mean, that was something you and Ron shared. And I've walked through this with different donors of ours. And for some, it's like, no, that was ours together. And I can't imagine doing that all by myself. And yet you chose, I mean, you got more deeply involved with Walk Through the Bible. Why did you do that?
Well, I'd been praying and asking God, what do you want me to do? And I'll say yes. And so when that process began, it was an interesting process. I was slowing before I got back into the saddle with Walkthrough, but I made that choice, and it was a easy choice to make.
Thank you for joining us for the Step Into the Story podcast, powered by Walk Through the Bible. We'd love to hear what you think by giving us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Also, don't miss a single episode by clicking the subscribe button. If you'd like more resources to help you explore and live God's Word in your daily life, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.